This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. We're pretty excited today to have three awesome people joining me on the couch. So we have Livy, Isaac and Connell. Connell, it's your first time on the couch. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us an interesting fact about you?
Hi, I'm Connell. This is my first time on the couch. And one interesting fact about me is that I was born in Ireland and lived there for 9 years.
Mm. Very cool.
That is cool.
So today we're going to be chatting about First Communion or Holy Communion in general. So this is a cool communion catch-up, and my first question for you guys is, what do you remember from receiving your first communion or your first communion program?
Who wants to start? Me?
I reckon we go around in circles.
Of course.
You can go.
Perfect. So I made my first Holy Communion when I was 7. I made it through my primary school, which was St. Pius. I was really excited to do it because I felt like I was being received more and being more included in the church, because when you're 7, I feel like I felt kind of like bored at church, and I felt like being able to receive the communion and then the wine was pretty cool and good to do when I was there. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my one's quite the same as Livy, you know. I did mine when I was like 8, I think. Yeah, you know, I was felt quite bored at church, not gonna lie. And like, I felt it was really exciting to actually stand up and have the wine and the bread. You know, I was always quite hungry during church, not gonna lie. And I was like, oh yeah, snack during church, you know, that's gonna be great. And yeah, I had the wine. It didn't taste that great, but you know.
Really? I loved it.
I didn't really like it when
I
was like 8.
I loved it.
Yeah, but it was quite good, you know, the first time. And once you keep doing it, you know, you just feel more and more connected, you know, to the church.
Awesome.
When I made my communion, I was 7, and I made it through my primary school in Ireland at St. Patrick's Primary. And all I really remember is just like, we used chocolate buttons to practice the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the wine tasted pretty good. Yeah, that's all I really remember.
Wow.
Nice. Do any of you remember anything from, like, the program before you got your first communion? Like, do you remember anything about learning about your first communion?
I remember it being, like, not strict, but quite, like, there was a certain way to, like, receive it, and you had to do it the same way every single time. And I felt, for me, I felt quite, like, pressured as well, receiving it for my first time. But I think now it's kind of, it was a good training, because I knew that, like, it was, like, a sacred thing to receive and not just a snack during church.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember much about learning about it, I'm not going to lie. I did remember just being with my mates under the church and, like, being all in a group learning about it. And I remember drinking, I think it was grape juice, I think, instead of, you know, actual wine. But I don't remember much about learning about it, just mucking around with my mates.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in a group.
Yeah, we didn't really have any, you know, build-up to it. It was sort of just the priest came in and talked to us in school, and then we practiced a little bit, and then we did it. It wasn't really any program beforehand, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
I don't remember very much about learning about my first Holy Communion either. I remember, like, what I was wearing when, my grandma made me a dress.
Oh.
And I remember, like, the celebration afterwards. I remember being real nervous as well, like,
yeah,
about doing
definitely.
It right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember, having like morning tea afterwards with like all of the people all dressed up.
I remember that.
Awesome. Do you have a song for us, Isaac?
We do have a song. You know what? We're going to go. Here's a classic one. It's by the great man Bon Jovi. We've got Living on a Prayer.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today you're here with Livy, Isaac, Connell and me, Rain, and we're talking about First Holy Communion or Communion. And we just chatted about what our First Holy Communion was like. So my next question for you guys is, what does receiving the Eucharist mean to you now?
Now I think it's changed quite a bit from when I was seven. But now it still feels like I'm included more in the church, being able to, like, receive Jesus. But I think more it's a sacred thing to me now than just a snack in church, as we've quoted. But it just means I'm allowed to, like, receive Christ every Sunday if I'm, like, you know, there. But I think it's something that everyone should get involved in if they can, and, yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's low-key the same for me. You know, I just feel more connected, being able to, you know, have the bread and wine. Like, I feel closer to God, you know, Jesus, the whole church, you know, the whole religion. It's quite, you know, I knew from my first time getting, you know, the bread and wine, I felt it was really important, and it still is every single time I have it, yeah.
So I feel like now that we're older, there's a deeper understanding of the church and of the Eucharist and what we're actually receiving. But like, actually having the Eucharist is just normal compared to what it was like the first few times when it was a real big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know about you guys, but when we couldn't have Mass, like in lockdown, we went into lockdown and we couldn't have Mass, and we still can't receive like the blood of Christ because of COVID. Did you like feel a sense of there was something missing when we were in lockdown or when we couldn't go back to church?
I definitely thought there was. Even when we were allowed back at church, we weren't allowed to like receive any Eucharist for a while. It definitely felt a bit weird not being allowed to, even though it was only for like a couple weeks. But I feel like there was definitely something that was missing, especially when we weren't even allowed to go to church as a whole. It was quite scary, actually. I remember like my family watched like a live stream of a Mass on Easter Sunday because we weren't allowed to attend because of COVID. But yeah, it was definitely a weird time not being able to receive the Eucharist then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be real, I've known that it's a choice to have the wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like, I didn't have the wine that much before lockdown. But then when I went to church and, you know, we weren't allowed to have the wine, it felt weird, you know, even though I didn't actually take it. And, like, seeing all the others around me who I recognised who always had the wine and they just didn't have it, it felt quite empty and a bit, you know, weird, strange even, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We always watched, as a family, the live stream every Sunday for the Mass. And you could see the priest doing it, and they would say the same prayers, so it just felt weird when there was, like, no body of Christ and get a bad test in your mouth because you usually have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely felt that there was something, like, really important or fundamental to my life that was just not there. And in Wellington, we didn't have Mass for even longer than the Palmerston North Diocese. Wow. So it was quite a while before we were able to go back to Mass, and I remember being able to go back to work and like back to, you know, going to cafe to grab a coffee and back to some of those things, and we weren't allowed together for Mass, and it was like a
crazy
big kind of like a hole for me. Yeah, and I guess I realised then the like what receiving the Eucharist means to me, like for my everyday week. Like I felt like it was harder, like my week was harder because I hadn't had that. So you have another song for us, I think.
I do have another song. It's one of my favourite songs, actually, like of all time, by my favourite Beatle. Here is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. You're here today with me, Rain, Livy, Isaac and Connell, and we've been talking a bit about the First Holy Communion, or Holy Communion in general, and we're starting the First Holy Communion program in our parish at the moment for our children, and the children at St. Pius are having a session tomorrow, and the children at St. Joseph's had one last week, so they're going through kind of their three sessions before they make their First Holy Communion in September. And I know there's also sacramental programs, so the opportunity to make your First Holy Communion at Francis Douglas Memorial College and also at Sacred Heart Girls College as well. And so I was wondering if you have any advice to give somebody who is thinking about doing their First Holy Communion or is in the program at the moment.
I don't actually know anyone who's doing it, which I feel kind of bad right now, but I know a lot of my friends from Sacred Heart have done it while they've been at Sacred Heart because they've seen their friends and peers around them receiving the Holy Communion. They're like, oh, like maybe that's something I want to do. So I think it's become very popular because of we have the opportunity to be able to do it at our school and our age, which I think is awesome. But for making your First Holy Communion when you're at primary school, I think it's something quite special that you won't entirely forget, and I think they definitely won't regret it. But I think just enjoy it for the people who are doing it, because it's something that you will not regret, and it's definitely something that is really special when you become older as well.
Yeah, I'm like Livy, you know, I don't know a lot of people who are doing it right now, but if there is anyone listening that, you know, is thinking about doing it, I would say just do it, you know, like Nike, just do it. And because, you know, it'll be real cool and it'll be really important for you, you know, as soon as you, you know, do it, and later on in life it'll mean a lot more, and it's just, you know, really cool.
Yeah, I think I'm also the same. I don't know anyone doing it this year, but anyone who is doing it, just, you know, embrace it. Take it all in and enjoy it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome. And do you have any advice for anybody, like, on the day, on the morning of, if they're really nervous?
I would just say don't be, because even though it is quite a big deal at the time and it's still quite special, I think you've just got to take some deep breaths and just, like, try and relax and enjoy it as much as you can, even though it is quite scary being a seven-year-old and being overwhelmed by all these people and all your family coming. But I think it is quite special when you look back on it. You'll be like, oh, I was so scared at the time, but you definitely don't need to be, because it's something that's really cool. And yeah
pray to God, you know, just yeah. Pray if you're nervous, you know, you're literally in the church, you know, there's no better there's no wrong place to pray, but you know, you're in church, you know, just pray, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I think just don't be scared, you know, if you mess up, God will still love you, so
definitely,
yeah, just don't have any worries, just go with the flow.
On God, for real.
Such good advice, thank you. And we have a pretty exciting youth group coming up next week. Do you guys want to share what that is? And what would you say to someone who hasn't been to youth group yet who might want to come along?
Well, this week on Sunday at 6:30 would be a great opportunity to come along. As I was just saying during the song break, that it would be like an ideal time to come, because we're watching a movie and it's pajama night, even though I won't be here to participate.
I will be, though. I'll be
here. Yeah, same.
But it'll be really cool to meet everyone, because I think a lot of us will come along for that. But I think it would be awesome. And another bonus, you can come and join us in our youth mass, which I also will be away for. But it'll be a real great opportunity for new people to come in and see our mass, see what it's like, and then join youth group and see what we're like and what we do. And we're all nice there and we're not scary. So, yeah.
I've heard that the drummer in the youth band, he's quite cool too. Yeah. He's quite a cool guy.
I think if you haven't been before, it'll be a good first night to come.
Definitely.
So just come along.
Yeah.
See what it's all about.
Oh, God.
Bring your PJs. Don't wear them to youth mass, though.
Okay. Definitely not.
I will.
Wear them after mass. We'll have time to, like, get changed. I reckon we'll eat some popcorn, watch a movie.
Are we allowed to bring our own snacks, even though we'll not be coming?
You can bring your own snacks. You can also bring, like, some fluffy cushions, bean bag.
That'd be great.
A blanket. You know, things to make you feel cozy.
Teddy bear.
A teddy bear. 100% you can bring a teddy bear.
Damn, I'm so gutted I missed out on this, honestly.
We're just going to have to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just have to do it again, like, towards the end of the year. I reckon a good pyjama day movie night is always, like, a win.
Definitely.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. It's pretty fantastic. I have a question for you just to kind of close us out.
Definitely.
My question is, if you could be a kitchen utensil, what kitchen utensil would you be, and why would you be that kitchen utensil?
A spork. Because you have multiple uses, if you're just a fork, what can you do? You can stab stuff. But if, like, you're a spork, you can scoop stuff up and you can stab stuff. You're useful, you know, it's quite good.
I have thought about that before. You're waiting for that moment. Honestly, I have no idea. Like, just a utensil. I'd probably be a knife. Honestly, I feel like they're quite powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably be like a spatula, because I'm smooth like that.
Yeah. Or a frying pan would be quite cool.
Oh, a frying pan.
Mm.
I like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, what are those things that you roll?
Oh, the,
like,
rollers.
Those are quite cool.
Yeah, no, a rolling pin. I'd be a rolling pin. I'd change my mind.
What about you, Rain?
Yeah.
What would I be? Mm. I have two things. One, I'd like to be like a coffee machine, because coffee is life, and I feel like I would be giving life to everybody who kind of comes along to use my coffee machine-ness. But also, there's a detachable pot handle that you can, like, so you can, like, unattach it from your pot and reattach it to your pot. And they use it for, like, camping. And it's called a spondooticle, because the guy who invented it, his last name was Spondooticle. And I would like to be a spondooticle, because that's just the coolest name of anything that I've ever heard.
Spondooticle.
Yeah. So, I would quite like to be a detachable pot handle, I think.
Mm. That's solid. That is solid.
Effects.
Isaac, have you come across a spork knife? Like, it's a spork with, like, a serrated edge at the end, so that you can use it as a knife as well.
Yes, I've seen those. I thought it was a spork,
to be honest.
Yeah,
I think you can get them from camping stores.
Yeah,
from hunting fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to buy one.
Yeah, I feel like that's, you know, the whole package. Like, spork, the fact that a spork existed kind of blew my mind. Yeah. And then a few years ago when I went looking for a spork, I found a spork knife, and I was like, what?
No, yeah, I take back my statement. I would like to be a spork knife now.
Yeah,
like, I would not a spork anymore.
It's just
that's
crazy.
Overrated, but yeah.
You're leveling
next
up.
Level.
Yeah,
next level.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's crazy.
Amazing. That's so good.
For real.
All right, so it's been awesome to have all of you on the couch. It's been so cool to have three people.
Mm.
I feel
first
like
first time.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like we can have really good conversations with, you know, like, a whole crowd. So,
definitely.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you for all joining us on the couch. You guys had a teacher only day today.
We did.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I needed it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I think that made it easier for you guys to come on the couch today as well.
Oh,
so.
Definitely.
So great.
Didn't need a rush from school all the way here.
Yeah, so awesome. And we will be present to all the listeners next week on Monday, and we're looking forward to that. So tune in again to the Catholic Couch next Monday from 4:30 till 5 p.m. And, yeah, come along to Youth Mass this week and to Illuminate Youth Group. And we also have Shine this week, which is for years 4 to 8. And that's from 4 till 5 p.m. before the Youth Mass. And I think even our Mustard Seeds, our youth band, are also playing for the 9 a.m. Mass at St. Joseph's.
Ooh. Oh, damn, so, I missed it as well.
Oh, unlucky.
Yeah, so if you go to the 9 a.m. Mass at St. Joseph's, like, get excited for that because it'll be the first time the youth band has played for not the 5:30 p.m. Mass. Yeah. And so that will be a really awesome experience. And I think it will be pretty, that will be pretty cool. So, and also give them lots of encouragement because they'll be playing twice in one day. It's like quite full on for them. Yeah, lucky their drummer's really cool.
Yeah, he is quite cool.
All right, that's us for the week. See you later.
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 Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram, that's Illuminate with the number 8, the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook, or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.